Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Trucker kid.
Don't leave me with the high one. I can't do it.
And Aaron has done nothing. Why are you even here? What are you doing?
I don't know what else I can add. All I know is the first like six notes. You did them.
Trucker kid. Well, jump in with us.
Wait, we sound like that J.G. Wentworth. Trucker
kid. What is it? Call J.G. Wentworth. Nice. All right. Well,
he's got like six W's just stacked in his eye.
I'm gonna go drunk.
Good guess. It's been a long day, my friends. We were going to do Drunker Kid, but instead we're just going to have you call with your favorite jingle.
Yes, that rocks.
So Drunker Kid, if you've never heard it before, you call us and tell us something stupid you did. Is it always T-Hack? It's not always an injury, right?
No.
Okay, it's just something, some ridiculous decision you've made at some point in your life that was either... when you were the under the influence. My God, I almost did the like, what do my parents used to? Never mind. Doesn't matter. My parents used to make me learn this, and it's actually gotten me out of a ticket before. Nigh am under the alkafluence of alcohol as many think will peep I am.
Whoa.
And your mom taught you that? What the
hell? Trust me. When you're about to do the roadside, he's like, that's funny. Move along.
It worked.
Anyway, whether you're under the influence of alcohol or you were just a child. So Aaron's got some examples here of headlines. And then the three of us, Steve, T-Hack, and myself, we're going to try to guess to give you an indication. Now, T-Hack, how much coaching do you do on these when they call in?
Not much.
So they call and give you like a headline of like...
They do, yeah. Normally it's pretty good, but you can't. You got to take out the details that will give it away.
Because we're going to guess if you were...
We're going to try to guess if you were drunk or a kid. Yeah. But it's like, some of the best stories are like, I stepped on a nail in a playground or whatever, and you're like, oh my God, it's so obvious, but it's like, it wasn't. Because you're just getting plowed on a playground. As an adult, I've been obviously more drunk than I ever was as a kid. Okay. Yep.
I hate the ones where they go, I fell down.
Well,
you can't get
sometimes maybe T-Hack has him shave a little too much off the top.
Yeah, I like to trick you guys.
No, but it's got to be like, I fell down into a vat of acid and Orbeez. And it's like, acid could be
dang, that's a good...
grown up. Orbeez feels like a kid thing.
But it's
and then we got to figure it out. Do you know what Orbeez are?
No.
Really? Mm-mm. Here I know.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Mr. Beast feel like a.
Yeah. They're the little like balls that grow when you put them in water. They like expand.
Oh, okay.
It's like a boba, except.
Yeah. Not edible.
Yeah.
What's a boba? I'm kidding.
Drunk.
You guys, let's just start over. Drunker Kid! Drunker Kid!
Drunker Kid!
All right, so give us some headlines to get. Oh, wait, we want you to call right now before we give you some of the headlines. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
First one, I threw up on a strange lady when she opened the stall door in the bathroom.
Threw up on a strange... I don't know why I turn into Johnny Carson doing that. Threw up on a strange lady. I'll go first.
Okay.
Threw up on a strange lady when she opened the stall in the bathroom.
You just said bathroom, not public, but you just said bathroom.
Just bathroom.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have stalls in my bathroom.
I bet you do. It screams drunk, but that's the whole point of this, right? It screams drunk because like she opened it and you're like, whoa, but you're a little kid and you just didn't know. And like, I think Aaron's being a little turd bucket. So I'm going kid.
Okay.
Steve.
Reasoning is super sound, and I was going to lean towards kid too, but because you didn't take
the obvious.
Right. You left that for me, so you're setting me up. But you're doing the double, double, reverse, reverse.
Jesus, Steve, I want you to understand or remember.
Is that In-N-Out?
These don't count. This is the preseason.
Drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go drunk because I think a kid wouldn't like go somewhere to throw up. They just throw up. So I'll go drunk.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
What was it?
Drunk on tequila.
Boom! Yes! 1-0. And one
These
to one and
don't count. Also, Aaron's fired.
Okay.
Let's do another one.
Blew my chance with a girl I'd been flirting with for months when fate walked her by the alley of my residence to witness me attempting a naked pogo sticking record.
There's a lot.
All
right. Pogo sticking. You can do that drunk or as a kid. Back alley. Let's see. An adult wouldn't live with a crappy alley out back.
So oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I lived at 911 South Dahlia.
Oh, I stand corrected.
And I definitely pogo stick. This is like ripped from the pages of my memoir.
Oh, you know what? It actually says written by Slacker.
But this was a kid.
You're going drunk.
I'm
you're going
kid.
Naked pogo sticking.
Yep.
As a child.
This happened as a kid.
I go kid, too. I think the drunk, you wouldn't be motivated to go for the record.
It's exactly when you go for the record.
You wouldn't have the stamina.
I'm going to say this. I can't be wrong twice. Aaron. I can't be wrong twice.
Okay.
So I'm going, what did you guys say?
Nope.
I said kid.
And you said kid.
I said kid.
I'm going drunk.
Should I pack up my things?
Yes. Was that really it?
It was a kid.
So his crush walked by.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, he was... Okay.
Pogo sticking.
One more.
2-0, 2-0, and 0-2.
Well, you said the nothing twice, so...
Do a hard one this time.
Had to be
drunk.
Driven home... Had to be...
Drunk.
I'm drunk. Had to be driven home completely naked by my friend's parents.
Okay, so that's one of the ones. That's one of the calls that Steve hates because it's like there's not enough meat on it.
Yeah,
it's like I've been driven home naked.
Do tell.
Pretty much twice this week.
Okay.
Tiak,
you gotta go first.
He just did go first.
No, he went first.
He went first on the last one.
No, Steve did.
It's my turn. Oh no,
I need to go first.
He's the only one.
I'm playing a fair game here.
Sorry.
I'll go drunk.
No for reasoning.
No reasoning.
Literally
no
reasoning. No
reasoning.
Just a drunk, naked person.
Yeah.
Being driven home by somebody else's parents?
By my friend's parents.
Yeah, no, that's a kid. That's a kid. Mm. What are your parents doing there when you're hammered? Oh, but you're like 19?
Yeah. Yeah, but if you were driving, you'd put clothes on the kid, wouldn't you?
No.
That'd be moved one for me.
No, because you know what? The kid like got all gross and like, and they're like, it's a kid and he had one of those blowouts. It's a kid.
T-Gag, what did you say?
He said drunk.
I'm going drunk.
Because you wanted to be 3-0, 3-0, 3-0.
Do I get to keep my job?
Yes! Because this was a daily double question. Plus 14 points.
Oh, right.
Soccer takes the lead from nowhere. Get out of Augusta. All right. You get the idea. You give TIAC your headline. You tell us something stupid you did. We guess if you were drunk or a kid. 303-222-5423.
It's up to the guys to figure it out.
Slacker and Steve's drunk or kid.
303-222-5423.
All right, we're playing a rousing round of drunk or kid.
Drunk or kid.
You tell us the ridiculously stupid thing that you did, and we guess if you were drunk or a kid. Are we betting anything today, or is it just a pride thing?
Probably pride, maybe.
Mm, yeah, because you skunked me in the pregame, and then look at your confidence level now.
I know, right?
All right, let's start with Brett.
Yai.
Right. Drunk or kid, tell us your headline.
So headline is, I was sick. The toilet felt really good, so I got stuck behind it, and the water stem or the water to the toilet had to be undone for me to get out.
I think it's your turn to go first.
Okay. Clearly you were sick from being drunk, drinking all that alcohol. You practically pass out there in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You find yourself wedged. A lot of wedging going on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, Brett, obviously you were hammered when this happened.
So you think your head, as a full-grown man, can fit between the wall and that where the water comes up?
Did he say his head was stuck in? He did say that.
Literally,
because
what
he was
he
also
said.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, the toilet felt good. So I'm going to say that was a child, unless he's a character from Beetlejuice with an incredibly small head and a low tolerance for alcohol.
Dang it.
I'm going.
I don't like the fact that you out.
You don't like the fact that I listened to the story.
No, I listened too.
And knew the correct answer from go.
Okay.
I'm saying he was a kid. You say he was drunk. What were you, Brett?
Well, I was my bachelor night. I was really intoxicated, throwing up, got wedged behind the toilet. It was my wedding day. I had to undo myself because I lived alone and get out and go to my wedding.
She still married you, huh, Brett?
Oh, no. She married me that night, but we're long divorced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you're a real keeper.
But you were hammered.
Yeah, no, you got a point, but he's got an incredibly small head.
Is that true, Brett?
Yes. Okay. I don't want to talk about your head or your shoe size or compare number of divorces with you. Thank you, Brett. Nicole?
Yai.
Drunk or kid, give us your headline.
So my son thought that he'd be cool and jumped up, touched his line, and broke both wrists.
Whoa.
Broke both wrists.
Dang.
So okay. It's my turn to go first.
Yep.
It's the sun thing that's supposed to throw me off, right? I'm supposed to go with kid because
he's trying to be cool. And
but I mean, how high is the sign, right?
Right, what sign?
And I don't know a ton of medical doctors, but I know people who are well versed in this who've told me that kids are all cartilage.
Yeah, that'd be me. I'm learned and I keep
wait, you're the learned guy who told me that inaccurate statement about children being cartilage. Son jumped up to touch sign, broke both wrists. Uncoordinated is an understatement to pull that feat off. And I don't think any kid is that uncoordinated. Mm. So we're talking about a drunk kid.
Sound reasoning, I'm taking drunk as well. Just for the simple fact that I'm up 1-0. If all I have to do is just take what you take.
Oh, my God. That is the douchiest thing. It's absolutely 100% true. Okay, let's do this. I'll let you take drunk with me. But if you're wrong, I stay pat and you go back to zero.
Outside kid, I'm going to just go
so
opposite.
So you're going to risk it all.
Yes.
To take what's behind door number two. I'm saying drunk.
Drunk, and I will go ahead.
You'll take
just,
kid.
Yeah.
Okay. But by the way, my logic on the last one was right, even though she lied.
You're right.
And took your side.
Oh, she didn't lie.
She lied. Or he lied. I'm sorry. Okay. He lied with his tiny little head. Anyway, Nicole, was your son drunk or a kid?
He's a kid.
He's a kid?
Kid.
Did I win that one or did you win that one? I forgot what you said.
The country lost.
He thought he was cool and he was at school and he jumped up after his friend touched the sign, thought he could do it, went back and broke both wrists.
Dang. I know. Listen to you, Mom. You're like, she's just happy I'm up
no
to nothing.
No matter how much I outlogic you today,
I know.
I cannot win, so I quit.
Slacker and Steve.
You guys know I'm in the dating world, and you guys make fun of me for my dating habits, we'll call them.
I'm going to say this. I'm in the dating world.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're calling it the dating world, and if the dating world is a pool, I am trying desperately to put my foot in the water, and lifeguards keep blowing whistles and going,
adult time.
Sir, sir.
Keep Aaron, your trunks on.
It's just impossible, right? Aaron is at the deep end of the pool.
Yeah.
so underneath the water and thrashing around so much that people believe it's now a wave pool and are all jumping in behind her.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
there's a lot of floating trunks around her, too. Like, where did those come from?
It's like, you're in the dating world.
Yeah, but I'm slowly swimming up to the surface. I am.
I know you have been lately, and I think you've done a good job. And
thank you.
Of trying to float.
Well, so this last one is kind of really making me go faster to the surface.
Got it.
Because, you know, things are great. He's really nice. He is a big gentleman. But I was like, something about
big, like,
him.
Fat?
No.
Is he boring?
No. Just like.
He's like what's the just word? Very, chivalrous.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I mean.
Okay. I thought you meant like nice equals boring, but no.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We have a lot in common. And I realized that this dude is very familiar. I've never met him before, but there's something about him, just, it's bizarre.
Oh, boy.
And I'm, like, looking at him, and he has kind of chubbier cheeks with, like, a strong beard, like the beard line.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so far we're down to you two.
You call me chubby cheek again, I'm coming over the board.
She did.
No, she hasn't said it's me yet.
I won't dispute it. I accept it.
He's a thespian.
Oh.
He's a DJ.
My.
He lives in apartments nearby. He has a bidet.
Oh, geez. A man of class.
I am seeing T-Hack's twin.
Oh, my God.
Holy
it is insane.
Is it freaky? Like, I'm going to say this. You have mentioned him in passing and been kind of like, I don't want to give too much away. I don't know how much you want to give away, but he's like a friend of a friend, sort of.
Yeah.
We know him through somebody mutually. And you had some hope on this guy.
I still do.
Yeah, why wouldn't you have hope still?
I don't
see any red flags.
Oh my God.
I've seen only green.
There's a red light going off in the other room. Tia, can you go check that out so we can just have a quick conversation without you? No, thespian. I mean, okay. Get out.
Well, yeah, when you started learning more and more about this guy, and you're learning that it's basically, were you like more invested or like pulling back, or were you?
Neither. It was just very surprising. I don't
know. You think?
But you're attracted to him.
Yeah. But not to
T-Hack. Finally admitted it. You're attracted to T-Hack. Hack, if you're listening, you were right.
This is very interesting for me. It's like my I want to hear about my twin on the outside. How's he doing out there in the single?
Is he pulling? Good.
Is he doing all right?
Is he what? I'm gonna say this. I've said this before. Like I think other women are like okay with that because like there are people who want to date their dad. I know that sounds weird, but you know that's real.
That's totally a thing where, like, you date the father figure, like a similar.
Yes.
My sister married our dad, definitely.
She really did?
Yeah, wow. I love both of them. Like, it's not a diss at all, but they wear the same clothes even when they come visit sometimes. Like,
wow.
They're so similar.
And can I just ask you, do you ever look at her, grab her by the shoulders and go, what are you doing? That's, like, the second somebody reminds me of somebody I shouldn't sleep with.
Huh.
It's over. Like, if somebody reminded me of an ex, then I'm not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I sort of had a factory where it's like dark hair, blue eyes. Blue, there it is. That's somebody I'm dating. And it's like, that might remind me of one or two exes, including my most recent ex-wife. I'm not going to stop. But as soon as somebody reminds me of my mom,
there you go.
I'm like,
off limits. Yeah.
Well, that's T-Hack. Do you know, like...
Yeah, which I have said before, like, T-Hack is more of a brother figure to me, which also sounds weird, but, like, Slacker is the father figure, Steve is the uncle figure. So it was just bound to happen.
Is that a common theme in this room? Yeah. Steve wants to be the uncle so bad. Like,
it's the perfect amount of commitment.
It is. He just comes in, throws away the situation. Here's some candy your parents said I can't have. I can just go, how do you see us?
That's actually really good, I would say, yeah.
I'm the dad?
Why are you offended?
I don't know, I don't want to
I
be
guess,
the dad.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm a little older than Aaron. You two are more like, you're not really older brothers, I don't know. You're more than that, you're somewhere in between.
Exactly.
You're somewhere in between a brother and a dad. Yeah.
So it's like my two dads.
And Aaron's like a brother.
You can't sleep with your brother, Aaron! So, what are you going to do about it? Because, like, remember, I was with that girl super hot. and then Journey played in the background, I immediately looked at her as Steve Perry, and I could, like, we didn't even finish.
No, you were out.
It was like, I can't, like.
Oh my gosh, his name starts with a T, too.
Mm, get out of town.
Is his last name Sack?
No.
T-Sack. Well,
at the very least, I want to meet this guy.
Oh,
it sounds
for sure.
Like we would be.
What?
You guys would be friends.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to continue, I guess.
Have you?
Yeah.
And was it?
No comment.
How do we do? Hold on, just give me 1 second.
We're no, it's fine. I mean, how much does a commercial cost?
And send. Okay, now you're all getting a message.
Oh,
I'm doing this publicly because I've got so much flack before.
N-O-P-E, nope.
Oh my
nope.
gosh.
Nope.
You have all received a message from me.
Nope, I didn't get it. I didn't get a message.
Oh,
this is so cute.
That's fun.
It is an invitation to my daughter's birthday party. I've caught a lot of flack by forgetting, choosing not to, however you want to word it, not invite everyone from the show before. So I thought I would just do it in some sort of a public forum so I would have record that everyone's been invited.
It's already in my calendar.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve. We take checks, cash, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And then Slacker, yeah, you can. If you're free that day, we'd love to have you.
He just unsubscribed. What does that mean?
Sometimes when you get one of those group text messages, if you just type unsubscribe,
and it
stops.
Takes you out of it.
Why would you think I would come to your daughter's birthday as a pity? Like, dude, you think I'm stupid, but I'm not stupid.
What?
You have chosen Aaron as your only work friend. And that's fine. No. I'm okay with it. Like, and how many times you guys have your little secret nods and winks and nudge, nudge, wink, wink. A blind bat is as good as a whatever. I don't remember.
Hold on. What?
That's a Monty Python thing.
Oh.
It's like, nice, yeah. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. Well, that's your guys' secret thing.
No, no. You two, like, they'll just be sitting here and it's like, oh my God, wasn't Bentley so funny this weekend? You're like, isn't that one of his dogs?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So that means Aaron was over there. Like, they spend time together, but they don't tell us.
Yeah.
They tell
you're saying you have FOMO and you want to be invited. There's your invitation. Join us.
I don't have FOMO for people who don't want MOMO.
What?
I don't know. I don't have FOMO. I have, like, hatred.
Oh.
Like, I wasn't. If I'm not invited, I'm okay with it. But you can't come in at the 11th hour and suddenly go, I realize that I haven't been invited. Now I'm going to invite you. Why wasn't I invited before?
Well, because you were all invited to Leo's first birthday party.
I came.
And you did come, yes. And thank you for that, Steve. Wasn't there, but that's okay.
He probably had an airdrop of cash.
Everyone behaved like expected, I would say, for that party. But the reason it was is because it's his first birthday. He doesn't have friends yet, so it's more for, like, the parents, the friends, that kind of thing. Then when he had his second, I think he didn't have a second party, but a third, fourth, then he's got friends. It's more of a kid party. So the reason Aaron comes is she's got the nephew who comes, even though your nephew ended up not coming last time.
Yeah, it was
and she still came.
Yeah, so that was the one, what I'm talking about. That's when
I fully decided,
I'm not coming to any of your crap anymore, because it was like.
Well, I was trying to save you. Because you always talk about, your weekends are gone when you have kids. It's a party every week. So I'm like, well, you don't have to come to these parties because these are his friends. This is her first birthday, so now we're back at square one.
Yep.
It's adults. It's going to be kind of a rager. We're getting a keg. No, I don't know about that.
The last one of these I went to, it was a stupid grape jelly wieners or whatever.
Those were delicious.
Enough about after the party.
My favorite part is on the invitation in small letters at the bottom. Make sure you RSVP to my wife. Don't do it to me.
Is it really? Do I have to RSVP?
You can make a definitive statement on the air. I think the city of Denver would appreciate. What side are we all coming down on? I'll be there, obviously. Host with the most.
I'm not going to make it, but I will be happy to give out your address on the air. No, actually, I'm not going to do that to you. But if you just text into 51059, that you just text the RSVP I will send you TX address and you can go in my place. How about that? Since it's just an adult party, I'm just going to send a few of my favorite people who listen to the radio station. Claire, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
Irina, Smarty Marty.
Nice.
Some of our usual listeners. Mm-hmm. Can they come?
There is a cash gift requirement. So, they're, you know.
So bring it, man. Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't think you guys understand the game.
I don't think you do.
I understand the game.
And you're a professional musician.
The game is best cover song of all time. Like, what is the best? And it's not... The point isn't to go, because I see, all right, you guys are going to be mad at me, but I've looked ahead at what songs
what?
Everybody's
yeah,
picked.
Yeah, I am mad.
No, but like, here's the thing. If I go and record my favorite Bon Jovi song, and you listen to it and go, oh, I love Bon Jovi, and you don't go, oh my God, what you did, how you changed the chorus to like down low, like you did it different. Like Bon Jovi has covered their own song before. They did Living on a Prayer, like, in like 2006 or whatever, and they did it acoustically.
Oh,
and instead,
okay.
instead of being like, whoa, it was like, whoa, we're halfway there. And then Richie comes, whoa. And you're like, whoa, it's a killer cover.
Is that a cover or an acoustic version of the hit?
Both. Mm. Did I say that better? I didn't say the other time.
No, you didn't. We heard you focus.
Okay. Both. But to me, a cover song. Like, if you're doing it exact, then you're like...
But you're another band covering
no,
it?
No, you're in a tribute band then. It's not the same. A
cover, then
you're Steel Panther. Oh, okay. You're stupid.
Yeah, right, here we go.
You're not... You're that 80s band, which is amazing. Like, going to see... Like, you're like, oh my God, they sound just like Poison.
They're covering songs as a tribute band.
Yes.
Which was a band. It's not a critique.
Right. Jesus. The point for me is... The reason we're talking about covers in the first place, and I'm wondering if Steve has even heard this yet.
I had no clue what was going on until...
I played him half of it.
Yeah.
You did? Now you're mad at me, but you blew it for him.
I didn't know!
So, in the movie Kung Fu Panda 4, Jack Black
Four?
Is... Don't even start.
All they're right. so good.
Okay.
My son is 17 and wants to watch all John Wick movies, anything with violence, gore, death, whatever. And like on any given weekend, it's like, you want to watch a Kung Fu Panda movie?
What?
They're so good.
They hold
Which
up.
Part?
It's Angelina Jolie. It's
wow,
Jack Black. It's Dustin Hoffman.
Wow.
Is like the turtle. It,
weird.
The guy who's he's like the Zen master in so many things. You'd know him if you saw him. He's
wow.
Dustin Hoffman has to be mad though. He's like, I didn't know I'd be sucked into four of these things.
Is he? I don't know if he's in all of them, but I saw him. I know he's in the newest one.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Boy, did he sink? Did he? Boy, down to some level.
This is one of the biggest animated movies.
Oh, I didn't know that. But Jack Black is a brilliant cover artist on other people's songs.
He's a brilliant artist.
Yeah.
So when Jack Black covers a song, typically they make it different. Yeah. You're trying to tell me, this is the argument we had just before we came on the air. He's like, we gotta do Tenacious D's more than words. That's not a cover. It sounds exactly like Extreme.
Wait, no. Is he... okay, is that his band, though?
Tenacious D is Jack Black and the guy
His band played the song
Kyle along. Kyle something.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But they made the video. It looks exactly,
so exactly
like it.
Exactly, and the song pretty dang
then
close.
Then what's the point? That's not... To cover a song, you got to make it yours.
The point was, it's huge. And the whole world knew about it. It was awesome.
Nobody knows about the Tenacious D. You're the only... You made
I thought
me
it got
watch
a million,
it.
It's like 10 million hits, I thought. Maybe not then.
The Tenacious D cover?
Yeah, the cover.
I don't think so.
It was so perfect that I thought it got like millions.
The real one probably has 10 million hits. But the cover...
Lame.
Okay. But anyway, the point of this is... Can I play this whole thing? It's only a minute.
Sure. I don't see why not.
The new... Tenacious D tune from Kung Fu Panda 4.
He covers
is
what's her face?
Yes.
What's her face? Are you kidding me?
Take it back.
What's her face? You played it. What's her?
Oh my gosh.
Brit.
There you go.
Brit. Yeah.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
And they rock this up.
Come on. I gotta stop it for a second. You better change your face, sir. Tiak is giving me a face. If you're not rocking out to this, you're gonna have to leave the room.
I don't like cover songs.
Oh my god!
Oh baby, I shouldn't have let you go.
Only one air drumming.
I like it.
They're all doing it. I mean, it is such a good cover.
Yeah, it is.
Here's the thing. I got to just get to the part where he kind of raps a little bit. Steve Turl.
Yeah.
Here's my point. Is that not the best cover you've ever heard in your life?
No. But it's pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you mean, no, but it's...
It's not the best. Absolutely not, but it's good.
You think you got a song that somebody else covered?
I think I have three, maybe four.
Wow.
I'm going to say this. If any of your songs...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who picked this one, but I'm going to blow this one out of the water right now. This one doesn't count. What I'm about to play does not count because it sounds... too much like the original.
Oh, yeah.
This is not a cover.
It's sub.
So what do you call it? A redo?
It's a cover. Yes, but it's like a shot-for-shot remake. It's like when you know what I'm saying? It's like when, if you're going to go in and do Spider-Man again, I'm switching to movies, sorry.
Throw a little...
Do something different. Mm-mm. Like make RJ die or make her...
Who's RJ?
Isn't it
MJ. It's MJ.
See? I made it better.
I just don't get the covers. It's like, you know, what should I do? Let's just take a song that's already popular and I'll do it.
That's my point.
How could it fail?
Then that would suck. To me, I think that
but
sucks.
Even it's
I think
like,
that's unoriginal.
Well, and it's like, well, they wrote a great song, but I could make it better.
So
it's pretentious.
So what's the difference?
Write a better song. Then.
What's,
don't
the,
just...
what's the boo thing?
Oh, that's a great
sample.
Song.
But so that's right. But that's sort of the idea in my head of a cover. It's like take the original and then go one notch higher. To use the words of the great and powerful Micah, our boss, take it to 11.
11.
Okay. Right? No, nobody agrees with me.
But why would they cover this song? Suck to begin with. Why are they?
Because this song was great.
This song is incredible.
I think Weezer
was like playing this live, I think. They used to just do it as a lark, and everyone was like, you gotta release
that. Well,
and
then they made a whole album of covers.
Oh, they did?
The like teal album, I think.
But then do they all sound like the originals? Because then that sucks.
They're all sub.
Yeah, Weezer really ruined it for me because this was my wife and I's first dance song at our wedding, the Africa version, before the cover came out, and then the cover
came out.
By the
way, the name of the band is not Africa.
Or Toto. Toto, yeah, whatever.
That, Toto?
And then, so now Weezer ruined it because now everyone's like, oh, the Weezer song.
No. Oh, okay. So I can see that. But you're right. It's you might if you can if you could substitute the original back in, then the cover doesn't count.
Okay.
And I feel like this one gets disqualified as well.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the new, yeah.
Luke Combs literally did a shot-for-shot remake of what Tracy Chapman did. He actually made Tracy Chapman a ton of money again. Nice. But like this song, while everyone loves it, it's not original. It's not. They didn't do anything cool to it.
Can get somewhere.
I'm going to have to come up with a word to say to fix this, but like it's not an inventive cover. How's that?
There you go.
Okay, so to recap... This is the greatest cover of all time.
So far.
It's good.
Of the songs that we have listened to.
The people in this room believe that they have better covers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll find it out if they do, if I let them play their songs ever.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're arguing over the best cover of all time. I have moved my answer from what it used to be to Baby One More Time by Tenacious D on the Kung Fu Panda soundtrack. Kung Fu Panda 4. And we're arguing about what a cover song is. Steve's now bringing in a new version of it.
Well, I watched those YouTube videos, and it's, what's the late night
It's
host
Jimmy
again?
Fallon's band.
The Roots. And they'll have like Quest an artist come on. Yeah.
What do they call that thing?
Tiny Desk.
There you go. Yes. It's where everybody's playing on like a...
The toy.
A tin Casio piano and little tiny Fisher-Price Glockenspiel or whatever.
And then Adele will be sitting there and they'll be singing an Adele song or...
I don't know that that's a cover because
I don't think that's a cover.
Because it's still Adele.
You're right.
It's like what you called it before, like a stripped-down version of whatever.
It's still good, but you're right. Yeah. That's not technically a cover,
Okay, so we're now trying to beat my cover song of Baby One More Time.
This is the new Jack Black.
Yes. Who wants to go first? Who thinks they have a better cover than that?
Okay.
What do you got?
Turn the Page, Metallica.
Whoa, whoa. They redid?
Yeah.
Bob Seger?
Yeah.
That slow... They did. Holy crap.
How do you not know this?
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Are you kidding me?
Do you know this song?
No.
What?
Wow. East of Omaha. Pretty good.
I like it already.
Yeah.
Do they just thrash the crap out of it when it kicks in?
Yeah.
Yes.
We might have to fast forward to that.
You might have to. Yeah.
Here we go. Let's get some thrashed. I like that.
Yeah.
And then he'll just scream it.
Here I go. Okay.
That's
not better than this.
It is better.
Not better. In the room, let's admit it.
Nah, yeah, not better.
Not better. Thanks. Mm. One vote's all I needed.
It's only because I know the Britney Spears song.
Okay, who's
going? They're both good.
What do you got, Steve?
I'm the 80s.
Then this one?
Yes.
Hold on, who is this? Do you even know who it is?
Goldfinger.
Who is Goldfinger?
Yeah, they're a like a pop punk band kind of.
He's the bad guy in Michael Scott's movie.
Oh, no, that's Goldenface.
Ah, dang it.
I used to listen to him a lot in like junior high.
They covered 99 Red Balloons.
So there's a CD that came out of all these thrash bands that took 80s songs. They covered all these 80s songs.
Shut your mouth.
They're actually really awesome. And this is the cover of, I don't know if you're going to know the song or not.
I know 99 Red Balloons, if that's what it is.
You and I in a little toy shop.
Shut up!
See, I remember hearing this. I didn't know this was a cover. This is the song to me.
I've never heard it.
That's awesome!
You think this is better than Turn the Page?
It's way better than Turn the Page.
No.
Shut up! Whoa, they go... Were they going ska kind of there?
Yeah. Instead of thrash, they scotted. Now we thrash.
Buddy, I'm going to give you credit for that. That's really
good.
Not better than this.
Come on!
Not better.
All right, I'll take a stab. Then mine goes a different direction. Okay. It's a Papa Roach cover, which no one needed. But there is, it's Falling in Reverse, which is like a really hardcore dark metal band. I guess. I don't know what to call them, but they covered it. This is Last Resort, Falling in Reverse.
You can try to hit the post, aren't you?
The Papa Roach cover.
Oh, wow.
I was going to be mad at you because I didn't know the band or the original, but now I do know the song.
Yeah.
You definitely know that. Everyone will know, yeah. But they toned it back. Instead of going up, we went down.
So you're admitting you have to change the song?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
It's very haunting.
I can see it as like a movie trailer.
Yes.
And it kicks up at the very end. There's strings and.
In a world.
Do you know there's another song like this? And we played it. Who did the? Somebody covered Simon and Garfunkel. Do you remember that?
Which show?
Recently, was it Disturbed or somebody?
Ooh. Which song?
Did they do Bridge Over
Sound
Trouble?
Sound of Silence.
Sound of Silence.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Did they thrash it?
They made it even. It was darker with his weird little.
Really.
And it reminds me of this. It was just like.
It's so opposite of the wearing.
Yeah. Haunting is the perfect word for it.
Yeah, that is really good, but.
This one's haunting me.
Aaron, do you want to try one more time? Or,
yeah, we play this one, at least the original. Let's do I Prevail Blank Space.
I Prevail.
Who's I Prevail?
Their band.
Okay.
I don't think you recorded it loud enough.
I didn't. Where you been? I
could show you incredible things. This is magic,
madness. This is where Steve realizes it's Taylor Swift. Look at
that face. You look like my next mistake. Not bad.
It is brown up there.
Wait, hold on. Hey, hey. New money, suited tie.
I can read you like a magazine. Fellas, what would help our band? You heard that Taylor Swift song? Dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make a dark girl's bed for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever.
You know it isn't?
Alright, you win.
Sorry!
Slacker and Steve.
What are you doing?
What?
I know you think you're being funny, but you don't understand it.
Buddy, I'm trying to help. I know you have this lifelong fear, and I just want you to get over it. And I'm here to help. Let's try and do. You guys could try and help too.
Yeah. Nobody else in the room has this fear.
I used to. I grew out of it. Sorry.
Sorry, bud. We're talking about slackers. Fear of clowns.
It's
You've
not
had this,
a
fear.
It's not a fear. It's
big fear.
It is a fear. You're right. It is a fear.
You're afraid.
One of my favorite memories is when, Eliches did their Fright Fest thing and they sent clowns down here. Sprinkles. Love him.
Sprinkles the clown. Slacker.
You're trying to tell me
what?
You're not uneasy with clowns. Like, how would you explain to me why you wouldn't be uneasy with them?
Okay.
There's one clown that I'm not uneasy with.
Is it the hobo clown? The
white face clown? Probably is. What do you have, like an encyclopedia of clown lore or something?
Yeah, because clowns love me and I love them back. So
I swear to God, like you do this thing all the time where you try to be better than me and try to go like, I'm not afraid of that. That's stupid.
What?
I want, if there is a convention of clowns or you're part of a clown gaggle or you just happen to have one of those cars that clowns fall out of, I will give you Steve's address.
What?
Or you can just come down to the station right now. And just, I want you to stand still and have 40 clowns stand around you, or however many, and I want you to go like, yeah, no, totally comfortable. There's no possible way you're comfortable around a clown.
They're all leering at me, they're all silent.
Yes, they're just, don't talk, and then all they can do is like, with their nose, or like, spray crap out of their flower, or whatever the clowns do,
because
with their big stupid feet, and like.
Clowns love us. That's why they've dedicated themselves to being open-mindedness, using physical comedy, typical while wearing distinct makeup of costuming.
What are you reading?
Do
this
they
from?
Have to? Is it true that they have to go to? I don't know if it's called clown school or whatever, but you have to create a certain face makeup that's only your clown.
That
like
is,
it's an official.
That cannot be true.
I think so.
It is true. Yeah. It's
you
it's like,
know this?
Yeah, it's part of like thespian acting classes. It's like a form of that, and that's a big thing when you find your face. You find your makeup as a clown.
How Aaron's is everything right. not taken already?
Right.
Like, I don't, yeah.
Big lips, weird, one eye up. Like it's like,
red
it's,
cheeks.
Right, yeah, it's the same like, thing.
Well, which, did you, were you ever uncomfortable like seeing Kiss in concert? Because they've got the same, it's very clown adjacent to
you
me.
You used to hang out with Gene Simmons.
As a musician.
You used to run around with those
who
guys.
Who enjoys watching musicians on stage performing their craft, I wouldn't be caught dead at a concert. And it has nothing to do with their makeup. They suck.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm with you. I'm uncomfortable around clowns. I wouldn't invite them over, but I'm not like scared of
okay,
them.
Okay, but that's
either,
such
you know?
A weird thing to say. I mean, who does invite a clown over?
Oh, like,
maybe
yeah.
somebody does.
A kid's birthday. You want to never bring
I
one
would
for...
Would yeah. you ever let a clown...
No, I wouldn't.
Thank you.
I wouldn't let a clown know where I lived.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Just be safe.
I had a neighbor across the street who was a clown. He was a genuinely lovely man.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Mr. Rose.
And he loved you.
I killed his dog. I didn't kill his dog.
Oh, my wow. gosh.
Well, I mean, I killed his dog. I was there when his dog... I wasn't there when his dog died, but I should have been there when his dog died. I was dog sitting for him. But his dog was one of those like wiener dogs that was like 7,000 years old.
Because he was a clown, you killed his
no,
dog.
No, that wasn't it. It was.
Did the dog have makeup too?
No, but the dog, like you know, dogs at the end of their life. They have,
sorry.
I want you to do that again. You trying to do? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, it's better than
yours. Was more like what a clown says when he gets a kid alone.
Oh my gosh.
The dog had cataracts and couldn't hear and the whole thing. And like you'd go over there to feed the dog and he'd just be like poof, bumping into everything or just wouldn't get up.
Oh.
And you'd be like, come on, buddy, get up, get up. And then one day I went over, come on, buddy, get up. And you're like, poof. He was just dead.
And you just took off running?
Oh, no, I mean, I guess. I went back home. And then
the clown followed you, and that's where the fear
I
comes
think
from.
You think you're being funny.
No,
but like,
I genuinely
he came back
yeah.
from vacation. Mm. My mom had told them that the dog had passed, and it was like, fine, it's fine, it's fine. I'll come tell Michael that it's okay. And then he stopped by the house to tell me everything's okay, but he was on his way to a gig.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And he was like, bing, bong. He's like, Mr. Rose is here to tell you. It's okay about the deed. He just wants to tell you. It's okay that he killed Sprinkles or whatever the stupid dog name was. And I opened the door. I was like, ah. And the next thing I know, I was like, No, okay. Let me just say this. One kind of clown, and I think it's the hobo.
Okay.
I don't know all the clowns you were going to name. Rodeo clown. Only
oh.
good clown. Only
yeah, yeah.
good
Save
clown.
Because
they don't have a ton of makeup on.
Okay.
They don't have stupid big shoes.
Okay,
they don't try
right.
to get kids to come over.
That's true.
They're yeah. just in a barrel trying to get a bull to gore them instead of the athlete.
You love that.
That's cool.
Come on, Bill.
That's a good clown. I'm like, come on, bull. No, I like rodeo clowns. Rodeo clowns only
they
good
serve
clown.
A per okay.
100%.
Okay.
And they are less hidden. You know what I mean? Because they got the beard, and then but it's mostly them. There's just a little bit of white makeup on,
okay.
and then they're just running around saving cowboys.
Okay.
Every other clown.
Those ones are okay.
Let's describe a clown. Okay.
All right.
Tons of makeup.
Okay, they're hidden.
Hiding your appearance.
I'll give you okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out exclusively with children, try to pick the children off from their parents. Come over here, kids. Leave your parents over there. I'll make creepy balloon animals that are shaped like phallic things.
Yeah, can't
like,
argue, can't argue with that.
Clowns are effing creeps, period. And even as a grown-ass man, I had a gig at a First Bank. I swear to God, I left this gig. It's an appearance. I'm being paid to be, hey, we're out here at the brand new First Bank. We got tons of things. We got a donkey castle. We got, like, whatever. And then they go, the First Bank person comes up and hands me a thing. This guy's coming. Oh, it also looks like, oh, he's arriving now. It looks like. And he got out of his car, and I bounced. I was like, nope.
No, we wanted two clowns.
Oh.
Sorry.
Tell me I'm wrong about clowns.
You make some good points.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. 40 clowns show up here right now. Aaron and Steve will stand in the middle of you. First one out.
Okay.
I don't know what you have to do. You have to call.
Slacker and Steve.
Back in high school and college, when you were there for like a month, Slacker, you were like a math whiz. You were like a savant when it came to mathematics. Would you say that you were so good at math that you kind of coasted through it a little bit, or it was so it came easy to you?
I don't want to answer this because I don't know what you're trying to do to me.
I'm just.
Does anybody else in the room
trying to learn about you? You're
like. We're walking in the park with Steve, and he's like, look at that pile of leaves over there. We should run through it, don't you think? And you're like, is that a pile of leaves, or is there pointed sticks and a hole?
Okay. Yeah.
Because, like, you're literally going, remember when you, like, coasted through stuff? What are you doing? Tell me why. I would say there was... What is he doing? Does anybody know what he's
there's
doing?
Some, no. There seems to be, like, a secret motive, for sure.
What could it be? What...
I'm curious, because if you're so good at something, you could coast through it yet still be successful at it, right?
Yep. There's just, something here. He's doing something.
No, I'm
he's
complimenting doing your math.
He's
you
definitely
such,
doing
you
something.
Were such a good at math back in the day. I just wanted to point out you're just a great... Okay, here, I was just curious, because I was thinking that what you should know by the age of 50,
mm-hmm.
there's this article that came out, and it says down here...
Things you should know...
Mm-hmm.
By the time you hit 50,
yep.
and as the only octogenarian in the room, you're no, telling us, did you know this
no.
by the time you were 50, or is it hard for you to remember that far back?
No, I'm not the only 50-year-old in the room.
Yeah, even Slacker can't do that math.
But it says here,
okay.
fear of failure is a ticket to mediocrity. If you're not failing from time to time, you're not pushing yourself. And if you're not pushing yourself, you're coasting. I'm saying being able to coast, you've mastered it. You're above it. You're up here.
Oh, I see what he's doing.
No, why was he doing it? No.
So you're trying to say, you're saying...
Because you said you coasted and you were still successful.
Okay, first off...
I swear I heard you say that.
Did I say that, guys?
You nodded.
No.
No.
Dads, please.
There was a point where, yes, it was easy. I will say this. In high school, it was easy.
Yeah.
Because... They try to make it so everyone can pass.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Don't you think high school is a joke?
Kind they just want to get you through it. Everyone just gets you through it.
But I lucked out / didn't luck out. I tested out of things. So like, and that was in like middle school. I was doing high school math in middle school. And that's when I couldn't coast anymore. Because then it was like, oh crap, this is hard.
Oh, I thought you were still.
I've made a terrible mistake.
No, it was. I felt like it was an awful mistake because I got ostracized from everyone.
You did.
So, because then I wasn't with my classmates anymore. I would go to the other school and take one class.
That's right.
And come back. And it sucked.
They didn't respect you for that.
Well, I mean, other people just thought I was a huge dork.
Okay.
I mean, I was a huge dork. But like, and the same, then you're in AP classes in high school. And it's like, it's great because I didn't have to take stuff when I got to college. But it was hard. So, no, I do think you are the king of coast, though.
Yeah.
And why is that? Well, but why is that such a bad thing? That means if I can coast through something, I've mastered it. I'm better than it.
No, you've chosen the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
If I'd given up, then I wouldn't even brought that up.
No. This is you
trying to bring it up to like validate yourself.
What?
I was going to say justify, but validate works just as well. You're literally neither is a compliment. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think about this a lot with like Shaquille O'Neal, famous basketball player, and there's all the criticism of like if he could have just been a little bit slimmer during his playing days, he could have maybe played longer. And Shaq always is like, I was pretty dominant. I was one of the best players of all time. I think I'm fine. And he's right. But also, if he would have practiced a little more, maybe slimmed down a little, like, he probably would have been even better.
Even better.
That's also right. So if he's satisfied with where he is and he's
and the league
accomplished
was, and
quite
the fans
a bit
and-
more than Steve, but if he's fine with that, then that's his decision.
That was Tiak saying that Shaq is better than him. Not me. I was the one who said that.
As awesome as Shaq is, and that's a great point. He coasted, and he was up here above everybody else. You're right.
Are you comparing yourself to Shaq?
A little.
But.
This is what I didn't want to happen.
No, but here's the thing. There's a certain level of natural ability and talent that comes into things.
Yeah.
And I, like, whatever your opinions are about Kobe, and all of a sudden, I'm really hungry for beef. Kobe, that man was naturally talented. No one can argue that, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Incredibly naturally.
But when you add a work ethic,
he could have coasted and been one of the mm-hmm. NBA greats.
But you add his work ethic, now he is the greatest.
Everybody shows up for the first meeting for the Olympics. TX is the one who said this story, and they all walk in to the conference room, and wasn't he late coming in or something?
He was already sweaty.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, what time is this meeting start? He's like, I've already practiced.
Yeah, I already worked out. You guys are late.
Boom. You add that to natural ability, you're unstoppable.
Right.
Right.
I don't think we're saying the same thing. Somehow.
Messages are getting lost.
Yeah, there's a couple different... Well, okay, let's go through some of the other things on this list. Because there's some things that... Things you should know by the age of 50. Some of these are like... obvious, and mm-hmm. I think we can all just agree, we can read it once, and we'll go around the room and go, duh.
Yeah.
Promptness shows respect.
Absolutely.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. It's better to sing off-key than not to sing at all.
I understand what they're saying. I hate the phrasing of it.
I do, too. They say
it's not better to sing off-key. Shut up.
Always try.
Shut
no.
up. No.
Just shut up. Yeah, yeah. Keep your mouth shut.
Know your place.
Thank
you. Can't. I'm looking at you, Steve.
No,
it's just, it's better to try. Right. Sometimes I get that 100%.
I suck at singing, so I'm not going to even bring it up.
You can try, but just not when it's.
Thank you. Yes.
Not when we're...
Exactly.
Not when the mics are on, or not when...
When you're present. Yes, I get it.
Aren't they saying, though, like, it's better to be involved?
Try. Yeah.
Even if you suck at it, like, just be in the moment, be there? No?
I think maybe, but say that as
that's
it
what
doesn't...
I mean. I don't like the phrasing.
I don't like it being related to music.
Yeah.
It's like, it's one of my favorite films ever made. It's a classic piece. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's called...
The Thing You Do.
No, Ratatouille.
I literally talked to someone about Ratatouille yesterday. It's so good.
Anyone can cook. Incorrect. Incorrect, my friend. Anyone can, slop crap on a plate.
Sure.
But not everyone can cook. And, there are certain things, like singing, cooking, dancing, acting, sort of performance arty crap that just...
I see that.
Leave it to the pros.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Do you think T.A. can sing?
Yeah, he was a thespian. Well, that doesn't mean you were a singer, but...
Never been a singer, so I don't...
See?
Because really...
you know your place.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Does anybody want to tackle anything else on this list? Was there one that was driving you crazy?
I like cough syrup doesn't work.
Do you think that's true? I think cough syrup works like an MF-er.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had cough syrup. Is that the same as the medicine? Is there something different that's cough syrup versus the cough medicine?
Or the gel cap?
Is that the dumbest thing I've ever asked?
Well,
I'm genuinely serious.
As a human of your age, I would assume at some point somebody made scissor for you.
No.
Honestly?
Honestly, yeah.
Why did I just assume?
Am I a rapper?
Well, you want to be.
He's from Iowa.
I know he's from Iowa, but those are the worst people. He's probably got a bathtub full of gin and juice when he was 16 at a party in Des Moines or wherever. No, yes, cough syrup is just the thick syrup. Basically all it's doing, for them to say, by 50 you've accepted cough syrup doesn't work, I believe it does work. I think honey and whiskey works the same. Mm. All you're doing is coating your throat and putting some sort of drug that puts you to sleep. And my parents had that down when I was 5 and they're making me hot toddy. You're telling me your parents didn't give you a hot toddy?
Oh, they loved me. They wanted to hear everything I had to say the time.
Come on, are you being serious? Did you ever get a hot toddy?
They did the same thing.
Yeah, it's here, drink this. And I'm like, there was so much bite to it. And I came to realize it was honey, lemon, and Jack.
And
I'm mom is putting me, I slept like a baby that night. Because
too.
I was a baby. I'm 3 months old drinking Jack.
Well, they slept soundly too.
I know. The other one that kind of I love, store brand jelly, cereal, paper goods, baking supplies, pharmacy products are good enough. Who in this room believes that?
Good enough for to get you through life or
just
for the moment, get you through that moment?
You can get the store brand instead of the name brand.
By the time you hit 50, is it the same? I think medicine, yes.
Yeah.
Everything else on that list, no way.
I need my name brand peanut butter for sure.
You're gonna give me a generic paper towel and tell me it's as good as my brawny paper towel math 8 equals 300.
I know, right?
There's no way.
Yeah, you were talking about drugs, though, I'm just learning that I'm finally flipped with. I'm finally with you.
You're finally with me.
Give me the generic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same ibuprofen. It's the exact same thing.
Yes.
Wallfed and Sudafed are the same thing.
Boom.
You crush it up. You make meth in your bathtub.
Thank you.
And Iowans will come over.
Slacker and Steve.
So Steve got us started on this list of things we should know by the age of 50.
And you should be able to coast through life when you get to this age. Just
Do you consider yourself coasting now?
You know, kind of, sort of. And Slacker said, and I brought this up before, but you said something to me a long time ago, that life is like this. There's peaks and there's valleys, there's ups and the downs, and my life is one
literally
big straight line.
You literally are like...
To avoid the downs... I don't have many ups, but that's okay because I'm.
But how do you know what the ups are if you don't have the downs?
Good question. That's why I stay right here.
That sounds terrible.
Can I just explain this to you
what?
In the simplest analogy I've ever made in my life?
Okay.
You basically made it for me. Picture an EKG, my friend.
Yep, EKG.
Do you know what the flat line is?
That's my life going like this.
When the EKG makes that sound, it's not your life, my friend.
Well, it's my
the,
death. Yes. Okay, you're right. But before that...
Oh, my God. You're like, I'm coasting, everyone. Look at me. Just put me in a box. Let me coast.
Away.
What are you saying?
But see, I mean, okay...
Ebbs and flows are everything.
I hate to use you as an example, but you've brought up the fact that you've gone through many...
Divorces.
No, tough times lately. You've had a lot of ups. You've had a lot of downs. Would
yes.
you get rid of all your downs?
Never.
You just don't listen to
Never.
Aaron. You still
Never.
Know. No, you know ups. You don't need
Do
down.
You know why I love sushi salsa?
Because you've had gas station sushi.
You're damn right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly why I love it. I would never. I think my son's problem in life is going to be he's had sushi salsa. And then it's like he has no idea. He has no concept of what it is like to hit 7-Eleven and go, they have sushi now? And then realize what a colossal error you've made.
Okay.
Like, you need, there's no way you're going to know how great love is until someone has kicked you square in the testes.
You just forced me, by your response, you forced me to change. You're right. I spent years a long time ago with the downs. Now I just live up here with the ups.
Oh, so you're still
flatlined, but higher.
Yes.
You're just dead on a mountain.
Yep, there we go.
Wait, no.
And I'm coasting, everyone!
This isn't turning out
coasting the way. Coasting on the peak!
T-Act!
All right, so there's other things on this list of things you should know by the age of 50. What else do you guys want to question?
I really like, and I think this one is important for anyone, if you're in a conversation
Jesus,
and you're not asking questions,
don't do this one.
Then it's not a conversation. It's a monologue.
Don't do this one.
Anyway, back to me.
I'm going to say, did you hear me when we were kind of reading the list off the air? I'm like, there's one on here that makes me feel like a terrible person.
Is that one?
That's me.
Mm.
Because you don't ask questions?
I don't ask. When was the last time you heard me?
Right
okay,
there.
There's one.
That was the first time.
But it's still about me.
It didn't even finish it.
But even that question was about me.
Yeah.
When was the last
yeah.
time you guys said something about me? That's a good question. Let's keep this conversation going. Enough about me. What do you think about me? This is why I'm going to fail miserably in the dating world.
Oh, because you don't stop.
I'm not you, Steve.
I
don't know how
to
maintain a conversation that isn't about me.
I know.
Like,
you gotta try hard just to listen and let her go on and on. Just listen. And while she's prattling on about nothing, just imagine her naked the whole time. She's.
Do you know every once in a while, T-Hack fails miserably at his job and lets a caller through and they're like, so we're doing like stupid stealers, right? It's like you tell the story of the stupidest thing you ever stole. And all it is you call in and go like, one time I was in a 7-Eleven, I grabbed the Hulk Hogan, stand up, and I ran out the door, and they're chasing me. You're like, oh my God, it's a great story. And then he lets somebody through and they're like, one time I was in high school, hold on. No, I think I'd gone to college by then. No, it was the summer between high school and college, and we were in my hometown. No, that's right. I was on spring break, and you're like, shut the... What are you... Tell the story... Like, that's me with almost everybody talking always. I'm like,
wow.
They start to talk, and I'm like, are you going to tell a story, or do I have to jump in here?
I'm saying something...
I feel like there's some control issues.
And I'm with you a little bit.
Just be entertained. It's not controlling, but it's like...
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, no!
And quit making me look bad when you call in, please. Just get to the point.
Because he will come in the room and go, "You don't believe this woman's calling about Hulk Hogan." And then we get her on the phone. It's like, "Yes, it was the summer of 42. No? Hold on. My dad had just cut his hair. When did he cut his hair? I'm trying to remember.
It was Wednesday, like, he gets his hair cut.
You're like, "Ah!" That. Then if I dated that girl, yeah, I would never let her talk.
I'm just packing my things in the other room. Not again.
All right, anything else on the list?
I like the one that you can't win arguing with police officers or referees, because I agree. Like, when's the last time people get so upset, at, especially like kids' games, at the refs? When have you ever seen the ref turn around and go, "You know what?
You're right.
Great point. We're changing this call."
That See? Happens when Slacker talks to him. Yeah. Right?
I've decided to not talk anymore because you guys have made me feel so crappy about my life.
What?
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't know how you do it. I legitimately don't know how you do it. What, because we've been together for a really long time.
Oh, hugs.
And I think that I've bottomed out with how much I can dislike you. I'm like, this well can't get any deeper. Can it? Can it get any deeper? And then you come in and you're like, "You know what? I can't stand." And your current argument about the speed limit signs, the amount of misguided that you are about this entire subject makes me want to hurt a puppy.
I thought you were on my side. You were listening. You were like, "Going, you go, Steve."
Did you notice how my jaw was so agape that I'm like,
I thought it was your admiration.
Who thinks like you?
It's so yours gets agape and Aaron's clenches really hard. It's like the opposite reaction, but kind of the same too.
So let me try to set the stage for everyone so you understand what just happened. On roads, I'm going to mansplain driving. On the roads of any state in the United States of America, there are posted signs that say the limit of speed that you are to travel there. And it is set up, for the most part, because of what occurs on that road.
You're right.
On an interstate, yep, with six lanes wide, they're assuming we're all hauling ass to get somewhere. There are no stop signs. There's nothing coming up. There's not the possibility of children crossing. So let's get after it. Right. Let's do 75 here.
Boom.
Because we're out and we're all 65 in here. When you really get into the dense part of Denver, maybe 55. But you're in a school zone. Let's get that down to 20, just in case a kid is a late starter and just coming home from whatever, playing four square on the, let's get it down to 20 so you got time to lock him up to not kill the kid. Okay. They have thought out, learned people have thought out what the limits should be on those roads.
Yep.
Steve believes, "Well, I have a fast car and I could go faster than that."
He doesn't have a fast car. He still has his Jeep.
That's right. Yeah, I had a fast car.
I'm waiting for the fast.
If I am going downhill, my Jeep in neutral.
You don't got a fast car. Steve's got a Jeep and that's it.
So you believe you can go as fast as you want?
No, but within reason, though.
You're talking about specifically, what is the speed limit on Dayton?
Okay, on Dayton, it's 30 miles per hour.
We're talking about Dayton, somewhere between, very, very, very quick. Do you think that's Denver, Inglewood, or Greenwood Village in that area?
You know what, to me, it's like all of the above.
It could be all of those. So between Arapahoe and Bellevue on Dayton,
there you go.
Whoever jurisdiction that is, be it Denver, Inglewood, or Greenwood Village.
Greenwood Village.
Greenwood Village. Okay, Greenwood Village Police, or friends of Greenwood Village Police, please pay special attention and speak to your officer friends, because they're going to come in handy tomorrow.
Okay, first of all, when the city planners decide what the speed limit for any road is going to be, they purposely make it lower knowing that we're going to be going faster.
No, they don't.
Yep. Secondly,
You honestly believe they go...
They do. Anyway, so secondly...
That's not how it...
I couldn't talk. My jaw
Charlie
was clenched.
Poof, that's not how it works.
So on Dayton, we have the speed limit signs that say, like, speed limit 30. And then below that, there's one sign that has that electronic LED readout, and it tells you exactly how fast you
are
going.
It's got the radar speed limit sign. So is it the one that just tells you, or is it the one that if you're going over, it does the red and blue flash like it's a cop?
This one doesn't have the red and blue, but it will flash the words, slow down, if you're going too fast.
With your speed limit.
Now, well, now I'm reading and driving fast.
Thank you. Dangerous.
Okay.
So if I'm doing 5 over, it won't flash at me. If you're doing 6-7, you'll get the flash.
It won't flash it'll give at you 35.
Five. Right. It'll give you 5.
I disagree with that, and
I'm pretty sure it'll give you anything because it's just a sign.
Yeah.
Now,
think it's just programmed at 6 over is when we got a...
What irks me to no end about these signs, it's not photo radar. It's just a sign telling you how fast you're going. And people, when I'm following them down Dayton, I know it's coming. They'll see the sign flash. They'll lock their brakes up and practically come to a standstill like a foot before that damn sign. If it was an actual radar sign, it would have nailed your ass a half a mile way before you even get to the sign. That's not photo radar. It's just telling you how fast you're going.
So it's letting them know that they are going too fast and
or
slow down.
Or shaming you. Yeah, if I was doing 10
so
over,
they're
it'd
slowing
be
down. They're going a little to the bit. Limit. It's doing its job.
But see, I know it's not photo radar. I know that sign
can't
hurt
me. No one said
it
was. They're slowing down.
They're just
the correct...
following the law. Yeah. They're being friendly reminded that they're breaking the law, and then they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, have you ever driven by the like buckle up sign? You're like, oh, crap, I didn't buckle up. Like, or you drive by like the Culver sign, and you're like, oh, God, I haven't eaten.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, I lock them up there.
Signs are meant to remind you, and this one's just a little more aggressive.
You're right.
It's probably a zone where they're used to people driving too fast.
Because if you go on past Bellevue, you come to that other, what's that school, the big school over here?
Oh, Cherry Creek?
Yeah, you come to that.
Cherry Creek High School,
you're right. Once you get closer to Bellevue, there's a lot of school traffic going on.
Oh, yeah. So,
that intersection.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to slow down and try to like save the lives of a high school student.
I'm just saying you don't need to lock them up because it's not photo radar.
So you're going at least 5 over, if not more,
every
on
time.
Dayton.
No, only
every
5. Everyone else is doing 40. I'm seriously, dude, everyone else is going faster than me. I do 5 over, everyone's doing 10. And they come up behind me, like getting all mad because I'm not doing 40.
I think, for one, the reason you're mad that they slow down is you're following too closely in the first place.
I never do that. Unlike you.
But why are you so mad if they lock them up?
Well, because now I have to stop eventually, just because I'm not riding there.
Dude.
I still have to come. I'm coming to a stop for no reason. It's not a stop sign.
They don't actually stop. They just slow down to 30 miles an hour.
They're like...
The reason I asked for Greenwood Village people is I think if you want to make your nut this month, Greenwood Village,
park all officers on Dayton Street about
11:30-ish.
Yes.
Look for a red Jeep Liberty.
Crappy red, yes.
With a cigarette hanging out the side. No. Up on two wheels. He's only going 5 over.
Slacker and Steve.
So... normally we'd open this up to the phones, and I don't know if we should today. I want to let's talk about conspiracies. Does everybody believe?
Ooh.
You want to watch Steve's head come straight off of his body right now?
Oh no, you're not going to go to the moon again.
The moon is 100% fake. Why did we stop going? Why did we stop going?
Because we had no reason to go back. We've got
there's helium up there.
We went. Okay, you're right. That's the most. But stop using me against me. We're gonna go back.
Here's
right.
how you know. Like everybody believes in something, and there's plenty of people in this state that believe in the DIA stuff. The moon landing was 100% fake. We had to get it done because Kennedy said, "I pledge that before the end of this decade."
Right.
And then it's like,
it put pressure on everyone.
That should be your new on-air voice. I like that.
Plagger and Steve.
You're right. It put a lot of pressure, but we got it done. We
didn't get it done.
We faked it five times.
We faked it 5 times.
You can't get away with it 5 times.
Have you ever watched the movie 2001?
Oh, that's dumb.
Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah,
directed that. It's unbelievable. Like, there are movies made in the 70s and 80s where the spaceships are obviously on a string. It's just bad. But you watch 2001, made in the like mid-60s, and it's so realistic.
Pretty good.
And so whatever. Well, Stanley Kubrick had massive amounts of government clearance at that time.
Yeah.
So they used him to shoot the moon footage, which is how he got so good, and created the footage for 2001. But he screwed up when he let the dude hit a golf shot.
There's gravity on the moon.
No one's arguing gravity on the moon. A hook.
Slice in a hook is gravity.
It's air.
It's gravity.
It's air.
It's not. There's no air in the moon.
Exactly, which is why it shouldn't have hooked. He hooked or sliced.
You can still throw things on the moon. It's just
going to go straight because there's no air.
There's gravity pulling it down eventually.
It wasn't going down. It was going sideways.
That's gravity.
That's not gravity. Gravity goes down. It was air pressure that...
So you're basing your big, huge thing on a golf ball.
And there's also a shot. The other thing that makes no sense to me, how do we have footage of him the first time he's getting out of the spaceship?
Mm-hmm.
He's like coming down the stairs like, one small step for man.
Who put that camera there?
Who put that camera there?
Exactly.
How is there a camera on the moon? Who's shooting that?
They did.
Who's they?
The astronauts.
So
he wasn't first? Or is he like the original influencer now that you set your camera
exactly.
up and
he's got the thing. He's like, use the clicker.
He's like the mowing guy of the yards. You
yes!
know?
He sets the camera up. It's like John Glenn or whoever it was. He's like, put it over there and then I'm going to clean up these weeds. Yeah. And the other one is, I'm sorry, I don't want my moon one to take all the time. There is a shot where there's like, they take a shot of the lander. And there's like a soda or something on one of the legs.
Like a can?
Like a bottle, like a Coke bottle or something. Okay, and it's like, oh, crap. Like, you know how it is when they're doing a movie and like one of the guys forgets and they set their Starbucks cup down?
True.
Yeah. That's on the lander's foot.
Or it's like or an old movie and someone wearing one of their extras wearing jeans in the background.
Or there's, some idiot walking by in the back window and they're like, we're supposedly in Atlantis, you idiot.
So is one of the astronauts wearing jeans?
Yes.
No. So you're drinking a Coke.
Yes.
Yeah. There's no one would drink soda in space. There's
that's
no air.
It'd be flat.
So that's your conspiracy.
My conspiracy is we never landed on the moon.
We went five times. Mm. Anyway, what else you got?
We faked it five times.
You know, so that would take thousands of people, and you think everyone kept their mouth shut this entire time?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Because most of the people who would have to keep their mouth shut would be the guys who landed on the moon, who got super famous for landing on the moon. I'm not going to say I didn't land on the moon when I'm getting a free house, a free car. Like, I never have to work. He got a Corvette. I'm not going to be like, yeah, we faked that anyway. Here's your car back. You have motivation to keep the conspiracy alive.
The problem with you conspiracy people is reality is never sexy enough for you. It's never grand enough for you.
You're telling me you don't have a conspiracy? Because you were just saying recycling is a conspiracy.
It is.
How is recycling? Landing on the moon, fake. Recycling's not fake.
It's one of the stupidest decisions ever was to take away our plastic bags out of the grocery store. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because you dog owners, when you walk your pets... What do you use to pick up the poop when you walk your dogs?
Poop bags.
And they're made of?
It's a different kind of plastic.
Plastic. Okay, cool. That's all I needed to hear. So now that we took them away from you.
What?
Now that we took those bags away from you, you know what you dog owners use now?
What?
Bigger plastic bags. You're going out to buy the bigger trash bags. You're bringing more
plastic bags, and they're like biodegradable.
And you're bringing more plastic now into
the
whole thing.
Yeah, I've had those plastic bags before. Before they got rid of the bags, I bought my own bags.
We're definitely buying more, like, for mini trash cans in our house, because we used to use the ones from the grocery store, and now we don't have those, so.
You don't get to sit there and say boom quietly on the radio.
Thank you, T-Hack. Thank you.
Real quick.
So in a way, we're supporting the plastic industry more than we did before, because we're spending more money.
You know those commercials that say anti-plastic, don't use plastic? You know who's paying for those? The plastic industry!
Wait, why would they do that?
Because so they get to deflect the blame off of them.
So,
it makes so they can sleep.
You're
at night.
Saying that I sound like a kook for saying.
Yep.
For saying we landed on the moon five times before 1970, and then we just gave it up for decades.
Yeah, we're going back though.
But we haven't figured out how to get back when our 1960s selves could get back.
Pretty weird, isn't it?
The stopping is the weird part.
It
feels
is the
very
weird part.
Like you don't. She goes to a different school, man. We already did it.
Right.
You had to be there.
Our iPhones legitimately
come from
have like 10 times the computing power that the lunar lander had.
You're
the
right.
thing we carry in our pocket is 10 times or more, I can't remember the number, incredibly more powerful than the system inside there. We should be able to walk to the moon at this point if we really went. And I sound like a nut job when you're over here. The plastic industry is deflecting the blame of the...
And now you guys are buying more plastic. You're supporting the plastics industry.
I see what you're saying, because in a way we still consume plastic, but in our minds we go, but it's okay because I recycle it.
Exactly.
So then we don't even weigh, like, should I get the plastic or not? It's like, I'll recycle it and then it'll be fine. And I don't know what they do with it. I put it in the different thing and it goes away and I never
see it. You trust.
I never see it again.
You trust somebody.
You know,
down the
like
line.
You trust that we landed on the moon.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Let me ask.
With a bunch of plastic.
Let me ask the two youngsters in the room. Did either of us convince either of you that our conspiracy could be real?
No.
What?
No.
Aaron? The moon?
We landed on the moon.
We did not.
I don't believe there's people listening right now. That's my conspiracy.
Boom.
Slacker and Steve.
I've got a story where things got biblical at an airport.
Well, biblical.
Biblical, my friend.
Can't wait to hear how biblical. Uh-huh. I got a story. Apparently, a bank robber showed his ID.
All right, sir.
Yep.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Spain.
Dang it!
Yeah, Spain. An unidentified guy in Spain walked into a bank, flashed a gun, and demanded some money.
Oh, boy.
As the teller was getting the cash for him, he took a look at the loot, decided that it would be too heavy for him to carry.
I'm not going to be able to carry that. Can I get bigger bills?
So he asked her if instead she could just transfer the funds into his account.
No.
Showed her his ID so she'd be sure to get the account number, right? She went ahead and made the transfer. And the cop showed up at the crook's house shortly after.
Just Venmo me. Is there a way? Here's my social. Here's my... What else do you need? Your blood sample?
Exactly.
I can provide you any sort of identifier. I have a mole right here. Here's a tattoo of my dog.
You might as well have.
Dude!
He's an idiot.
Yeah, that's a surefire way to get identified. You guys want to take a picture of me or something?
Take my prints?
Yeah, it's cool. No, I'm good. As long as you put the money in my account.
Exactly.
Don't make me use this gun. What an idiot.
Yes.
My story also, not from Florida.
No.
It's from Thailand.
Oh, no.
Where six men were going to the airport, and they tried to smuggle in some animals in their luggage.
Huh.
My friend, they were trying to bring in a menagerie of animals enough for Noah's Ark.
What?
We're talking 29 lizards, 21 snakes, jeez, lions, tigers, bears, monkeys.
What the hell? What? All through TSA?
It's pretty cool, man. You're not gonna notice.
Damn.
Is that a dolphin in your pocket? 29 lizards.
Jumanji.
21 snakes. There were birds.
Jeez.
A red panda.
Of course, yeah, you have one of those.
Yeah, apparently a crack TSA agent happened to notice.
Hey, hold on.
Hold up a second. I just wanted to ask you a couple questions about the turkey you got there. Is that a standard chicken turkey? Or... Yeah, they're going to jail.
Is that a Gila monster?
Sort of. Roaring Tyrannosaurus. Anywho, those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.